This lecture will be quite brief. My point is to highlight the ethical and moral problem of multiple gestations, which is a consequence of several different kinds of fertility treatment, but essentially of any fertility treatment that attempts to induce hyperstimulation of the ovary. You notice on the text that I've mentioned that the principal circumstance in which this is a moral issue and the principal context in which it comes to light in the public forum is in vitro fertilization, where multiple embryos are generally transferred without any certainty as to how many of them will develop. As I've noted in the text, for a woman aged 40 to 41 years, the recommended number of embryos is between 3 and 5, and again, if all of these develop, then there will be a recommendation that the mother abort several of the embryos. I've also mentioned in the course of the text the concern on the part of fertility clinics to maintain their statistics, which also has the effect of increasing the number of embryos that are transferred. I've included from Gabby's obstetrics a statement in regard to multiple pregnancy. The increasing use of ovulation induction and assisted reproduction has resulted in a growing number of multifetal pregnancies with three or more fetuses. And this text is highlighted. I didn't add the highlights myself. It's in the original. Because the risk for pregnancy loss, preterm delivery, and long-term morbidity for children who are products of multiple gestations is directly proportional to the number of fetuses being carried, first trimester multifetal pregnancy reduction has been advocated as a method to reduce the risk for prematurity and associated morbidity and mortality. And as I've noted, it's rather chilling that he then describes with fair nonchalance the practice of what he calls reduction, this practice of aborting the unwanted and extra embryos that the woman is carrying. The method of choice is injection of a small dose of potassium chloride into the thorax, or that is the chest cavity, of one or more of the fetuses. And he points out that this can be done either through the skin of the abdomen or through the vagina using an ultrasound. The potassium chloride acts as a poison and kills the injected embryo, which it is hoped would then be resorbed or not cause other problems as pregnancy continues. This is an increasingly common issue, and as I noted in the previous lecture, it can result in individuals who are otherwise simply following what they think is the reasonable advice of their obstetrician gynecologist, then finding themselves in the horrifying moral dilemma of being told that they have to have these selective abortions. And I've included an article from the New York Times that was published in 2009 that describes in detail the plight of a couple which found themselves in exactly this situation. And as you read this rather tragic story, you might notice that it is not in vitro fertilization that resulted in this multiple gestation, but intrauterine insemination, a very common procedure, which obviously followed after inducing multiple ovulations with hormones, and then which resulted in the multiple gestations. Again, it is a fascinating and rather tragic observation that this horrific situation is regarded as treatable by the medical community and that the procedure used to treat it is given the benign name of pregnancy reduction. Again, I would invite you to please read the full text of this article to acquire a sense of what has gone on with these individuals. I can tell you that personally, in my own experience, my own pastoral experience as a priest, this circumstance arises not infrequently, and oftentimes, again, it's just Catholic couples who did what they thought they were supposed to do in following the advice of their OBGYN.